Your broadcast home for Shelby County Rockets and Martha Lane Collins Titan Sports. Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
15-13. Anderson leads it after one quarter of play.
I've been good through one quarter.
It'll be Collins basketball. They'll have Parsons, Trajan Stone, Kyle Perdue check in at the end of the quarter. Nick Ford and Nick Eves on the floor. Meanwhile, Anderson County, left side to Perdue. Down low here to Eves. Gets it out to Perdue, straight away to Ford. Nick looks in, nothing there. Gets his Stone back straight away to Nick Eves. A lot of motion here by the Titans. Back cut here to Parson, goes
whoa,
undercut, draws a foul.
How is that not a foul? That guy looks like, man.
You look up foul in the dictionary, that's in there.
That's there.
Grant, though, really just, I mean, right now he can't be stopped getting to the basket.
Good pass right there by Nick Eads on the back cut as well.
Mickey Patterson got him a good seat down there, I see.
Free throw up by Grant. Good. Where is Mickey?
At the end of the bench down there.
Sure is.
He's got many people around him without
a put a jersey on him and put him in.
Whew.
Second free throw by Grant. Good. And that ties things up.
He's
at 15.
Trying to lead me in there, but I'm maturing in my years.
15-0. Grant with six. Harper in the backcourt with Garmin. Garmin being doubled and gets it to Harper over to the right side to Pittman. Pittman out front here to Penny. Penny's fake, spins in the lane and kicks out to Garmin. Open three, left of the key. This one no good. Gillis runs it down in the corner and was out of bounds.
Well, I tell you, Nick, he's got to get to that basketball. Gillis just won the ball more right there.
Hey, Nick thought at first the ball was going to go out of bounds, and then Gillis took off, and it was almost too late, or was
yeah,
too late, really.
Exactly right. You can't assume anything.
I know that. What happens there?
They become you.
Right now, Anderson County man-to-man here. Fort with it on the right wing. Dribble, kicks it out to East straight away. Gets it to 10. Jackson going to drive. Cut off by Penny, and he'll float it back out to Fort. Nick leaves it off for Perdue on the wing. He'll reverse the ball back to the right side to Nick E.
Yeah, Collins does without Grant on the floor.
You got Grant and Dominic Turner both out right now. Trey Johnson going to take matters in his own hands. Tries to drive. Wild shot doesn't go in. Rebounded by Pittman.
Well, I thought Nick did go after the basketball. Almost got that offensive rebound.
Garmin. Floats it down to Gillis. Nice catch by him to avoid a turnover. They'll float it back around to Penny in the corner to Harper. Collins playing a 2-3 zone as Anderson County tries to work it around the perimeter
one
of
thing
his zone.
The zone has done is made them just a perimeter shooting team. They do got some good shooters, but after that first little flurry, this defense has worked pretty decent. Switching from 1-2-2 to a 2-3.
And the 2-3 has been much more effective. Penny with it on the left wing, looking underneath for Gillis. Doesn't get him the ball. Instead, gets it to Garmin, who gets it to Pittman. Right side for a three. Good. Ford going the other way. Spins in the lane. Tough shot. Fading it away. No good. Rebounded by Garmin. Garmin coming right down the middle. Nice pass under. Gillis, and he lays it in. What a pass by Garmin.
That was a nice pass.
Threaded the needle on that one. 5-point lead here now for Anderson County after Collins has tied it up. Through the hands of Stone, he'll retrieve it and knocked away. Taken by Gillis. Gillis has it knocked away by Chance Jackson. One-on-one with Gillis going the other way. And can't get it to go, but will draw the foul. That'll be number two on Gillis.
Big play there by Jackson. Not to give up on the play. The ball really just puts out of Trajan's hands. But good job by Jackson right there to go in and cause a foul. With Grant and Dominic both can be back on the floor. It's hard to play without them guys. Let's see. Not a lot of scoring out there with those two guys out.
Free throw by Jackson. No good off the front.
Jackson still cold from the field here. Playing good defense.
Jackson back to the line. He'll have his second here of two. This one up. This one's good. Anderson lead 20-16.
The difference here so far has been Anderson's three-point shooting. They
Right side Pittman being double-teamed, and he's on the sideline, and you can tell right now Dylan Pittman wants no business with the basketball in his hand.
He just wants to shoot.
He wants to shoot it, but he does not want to hand it.
Remind me of you in the church league.
Absolutely. On both accounts. I don't want to dribble. Just give me a set where I can shoot it. Stone hands back to Ted. Working against Penny. Rises up for three. No good. Rebounded by Harper. Garmin brings it back into front court of play here for Anderson County. They'll get it over to the corner here to Penny. He's looking to drive, and ooh, man, I thought that was good defense by Tess. As he slid, but they'll call him for the blocking foul, and that'll be the first on Jackson. Coach Drury wanting a timeout here. 30-second timeout here for Anderson County. They lead it here 20-16. You've seen Collinstown go through almost 4 minutes through the second quarter. They scored 3 points.
Yeah, it's just hard to win. Be good teams when you do that. You're still only down four. They play such good defense. But, Dominique and Grant both out. You can't play the whole game. I understand that. But, it's hard to score. Jackson's been, still cold as he was the other night. But I like Jackson's aggressiveness. I like seeing him shoot the basketball. He's had good looks. Some of them have just rimmed out. I believe he keeps shooting the basketball. He's such a good shooter that surely it's going to start falling here. But
I almost think any time that Anderson went back man-to-man, I'd isolate Grant Clarkson. I don't think they can guard him one-on-one.
They haven't been able to the whole game.
Inbounded to Garmin in the corner. He'll get it to Pittman straight away. He ran through a double screen. Good job by Jackson to get through that. Pittman with it now on the right wing. Gets it down on the baseline. Harper on the left side, he'll bank it in. Lead now at 6, 22-16. We saw Collins get off to a really slow start against Shelby County the other night as well. Baseline to Turner, he'll go up, miss it. Rebounded by Eve, Nick will go up and travel with it. I think that's a good call, shuffle his feet.
So Dominic might have got away with a charge too. He kind of extended the arm a little bit.
Dominic's got a lot of opportunity. Around the baseline area, he's got to win that battle if Collins going to win here tonight. Dribble handoff from Garmin to Penny. Penny going to drive, goes up, throws a high off the board. No good. Rebounded by Stone. Gets it off to Grant. Grant bringing up the right side. Going to take Garmin. Spinner, jumper in the lane. Good.
Clarkson still cannot be guarded out. He just needs to be aggressive and take the ball to the basket.
He's got 8. Lead down to 4. Garmin. Lay up the other way. Doesn't go. Rebounded by Tess. Jackson kicks left side to Clarkson. Guarded by Penny. Out to Tess straight away.
I'd like to see Grant just go baseline right there.
Jackson now backs it back out. Gets it to Turner. Guarded by Grit. Gets it back to Tess. Free throw line. No, he'll leave it off for Turner. Instead, head fakes and lays it in.
Garmin a little bit shook up. I'm not sure. I didn't see what happened. He got a shoulder wrap on his arm. I don't know if that's what he re-injured or what.
22-20. Pittman going to drive baseline with it and has it taken away from him.
Oh.
And the assistant coach there for Collins is exactly right. He yelled at him, take the charge. He's driving right at you, but he put two hands down to try to grab the ball. And it was a foul.
Garmin did go out. But he must have re-injured that shoulder the way he's acting.
Both he and Grant Clarkson playing with a big wrap on their shoulders, both their right shoulders as well. Mitchell looking, and inbounds it out deep to Pittman. Hands back to Penny. Penny looking to take his man. He'll kick it out to Mitchell instead. Now the swing to Pittman straight away. Right side to Harper. Harper looking to drive. He'll kick it out. Pittman open from three again. This one rolling around, and no good. Good rebound by Nick Ford. Keep his position. Ford coming up the left side of the floor. Leaves it off for Clarkson. Grant kicks it to Trajan on the wing, back out to Fort straight away. 2 minutes to go here before the half. Anderson leads by 2. Trajan takes the screen, goes all the way to the basket, misses the easy one. And Jackson steals the pass and leaves it off for Dominic Kerr. We're tied at 22.
Jackson not scoring well, but his defense has been the best I've seen him all year.
Penny being trapped in the backcourt and finally gets it off for Grit. Garmin, the primary ball handler, and he still looks to be in quite a bit of pain over on the Anderson County.
It's on that shoulder. I don't know if it's, no one speculated what his injury was. I'm not sure, but as you mentioned, him and Grant both playing with big grasp on their shoulders.
And as a charge, Penny driving hard on Trajan Stone, and good job by Trajan to move his feet and draw the charge.
So, well, Trajan not much of an offensive player, but, boy, he can really guard you on the defense. The other night, him and Grant took turns guarding Malik, and tonight he's drawing the tough assignment of Penny.
One thing that you'll never discount Trajan on, and that is effort and hustle. Without a doubt. Parkson brings him in the front court, leaves it off for Stone straight away.
Collins' chance to take a lead here.
Gets it back to Ford. Ford will hand back to Tess. Jackson will back it back out near the timeline with a minute to go. He'll hand to Grant Carson. Carson guarded here by Mitchell. We'll see if they isolate and see if he just takes him one-on-one. No, he'll hand off to Stone. Dribble handoff here to Ford. Nick picks his dribble up, gets it off to Turner. 45 seconds to go here in the quarter. Turner looking to isolate here on Gritton. Going to drive, go all the basket, and it's going to be a charge. That's a good call.
Well, think about it. Collins got him right where they want it, 22.
Yeah, on their
yeah,
average.
You're right.
On
their average before. You can't say they're not used to playing low-scoring games. But I tell you, they say they play some of the most entertaining low-scoring games.
Yeah, I agree with you.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
It's not like they're both holding the ball. Both teams are playing really good defense.
I'm just happy at first game we actually got to the 60.
We did. We did.
I thought following the running Rebels there for a minute.
We can thank Casey Kearns for that.
Garvin had checked back in. He just handed it off to Harper. 25 seconds to go. Looks like they're trying to play for one here. Garvin hands back to Gritton. Back to Garvin. 12 seconds to go. Garvin still on the dribble. 8 seconds to go. He calls for a ball screen. Garvin still on the dribble, gets in the lane, short jump hook, no good. Ball tapped out of bounds by Penny, and that'll take us to the half. So Anderson County seemed like they controlled most of the action, but we find ourselves tied here at the half, 22-all. You're listening to the 30th District Final and Titan Basketball here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.